is Mickey Mantle in his heart. Yes, it is. There's a triple.
If Mickey Mantle in his heart, are there other all-time great baseball players in other organs that help him, help power him to what should have been a natural cycle, but was cruelly cut short by their own slaughter of the opponent?
Josh Gibson's hamstrings?
Ooh. Great would that be. Thank yous to our guests. They were all great. Ian Happ, Brian Baldinger, and Kaylin Kaler. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, and the quickly healing Cody Westerland.
We hope so. Yeah, we need them badly.
So here they are. It is Score Afternoons talking Chicago sports.
Anthony Herron and me, Matt Spiegel. What up, everybody?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you hear our cause that we picked up yesterday and by the end of the segment had dropped quickly?
No.
Well, you know, the Chicago Sky have their new mascot, Sky the Lioness with an E.
Nice.
And we were very sad briefly for
Sky Man?
For Sky Guy. For Sky Guy, who after 18 years of service.
He got in the TV commercial, right? He got in the Southwest commercial. Yeah. Was it Sky Guy?
And we were like, what's wrong with Sky Guy? Why are we pushing Sky Guy away? And then we realized this was a white male mascot for a WNBA team. Yeah. And along the way, they gave him a mask because they realized that his face was just by mere existence.
Off-putting.
Yeah, either off-putting or just, you know, an odd juxtaposition.
I do think this is probably a reaction to L, the mascot of the Liberty.
Oh, you
have
think
you,
so?
Have you seen?
No.
Oh, that's like performance art, avant-garde.
The elephant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
L, the Liberty mascot,
For the New York Liberty, Ellie the elephant?
Yeah.
It has Ellie?
I thought it was L, but okay. Maybe it is Ellie. But that apparently is like a whole thing. So this feels like a reaction to that.
Okay.
And them kind of saying, all right, they have stepped their mascot game up. We are going to step our mascot game up.
Well, they also found out later that Sky Guy was at the January 6th insurrection.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we had felt like Score Afternoons like had its heart kind of in the wrong place.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to blame Sky Guy for all of this stuff.
There were a bunch of old videos. I mean, some YouTube videos that he shared of some thoughts that he probably shouldn't have.
Yes.
Nothing you can say can take me away from Sky Guy.
Maybe he was just curious. Sky Guy. Just showed up curious.
Yeah, he was just wanting to know notes. What was going on.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
Historically, that's happened.
Do his own research.
Yep. Powerful men have been in the wrong place at the wrong time frequently throughout history. He wouldn't be the first.
Ask Jerry Jones.
You know, I mean, it's been there. It's been there.
Oh, Jerry, I always love.
Isn't that you? Isn't that young lady trying to get into that school?
Just like,
isn't that you?
Well, I was just there to make sure everything was going okay. I had to go check it out for myself. We were just welcome. That was a welcome cruise, what that was.
I always love when I look on the text lines and see, I can't believe you guys, this is a sports talk show, not a bunch of TV and movies reviewed. What TV and movies were you guys talking about?
Hard Knocks.
Sir, that is a sports talk show topic. Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Involving your Chicago Bears.
Do
you guys do you guys like dark, scary movies? Do you like freaky movies?
I like scary movies. Less than freaking I used naughty. To. Less than I used to as life has become scarier.
Uh-huh. I understand.
But,
I understand.
Yeah, sure.
But I got to say, I love a good horror movie. And let me tell you, long legs.
That's what I've heard.
Not familiar with long
fun.
Legs.
Is it like jump scary or is it?
No, it's like dark,
tense,
dark, heavy, brooding, building scary with a creepy ass vibe. That I'd
like
say
the Babadook kind of thing,
like Hereditary, and like the Babadook. Yeah, just like a nice slow burn of a holy hell kind of dark, freaky, scary movie.
I like being
strong recommend.
I like being terrified more than I like being horrified.
Well, then the movie for you is Alien Romulus.
Okay.
That's what my sci-fi peeps are telling me, that if you like a good, it's a good scary. I like the premise. Have you seen what the premise is?
Romulus?
Yeah.
It's like a remake of...
Well, the premise is, you know how Ripley... Spoiler
it's
alert.
It's the prequel, right? Yeah.
Spoiler alert,
no.
Hold on.
No?
No. You know how Ripley jettisons the alien out of the airlock?
Mm-hmm.
They went to go find it.
Wait a sec. The queen?
Yes.
From aliens?
Yes. Because they wanted to procreate more? Well, okay.
Because you have to.
The company went to find it?
Because that company. Have you ever.
Is Burke back?
Have you ever looked like they have. I forget the name of the company.
I love his mountain. I love Burke's mountain.
There's literally like a company timeline if you want to find out like the history of how the company became what it is.
Oh, then from the Nostromo to the Sulaco.
Like, through, all of it.
Like, oh, I like that.
Where they were mining.
From like, is it Wayne? It's not Wayne or something like that.
I like Wayland, when it all fits Wayland, together like that.
The Wayland organization?
The Dharma Initiative.
It's 20th anniversary of that, by the way, of Lost.
I found
Lost. Lost was a narrative Ponzi scheme that just showed you a new mystery rather than tie up the old mystery.
But the first couple of seasons, it felt great. Nah. They were tying it all together, and then they had the finale, and they didn't tie it all together.
If you watched all of Lost, you're the inverse Bobby Bonilla contract, where you're still paying that thing off to this day.
The Weyland-Yutani Corporation.
But it'll give you a timeline on how Weyland became Weyland-Yutani.
Okay.
And like all of the things that happened on Earth to get Weyland as being this company that was out exploring beyond. And
right. And they're a defense contractor and they're,
And then, you know, because you get with the, speaking of Sanaa Lathan, she worked for the Weyland Corporation in Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
With the actual Mr. Weyland.
I liked Alien versus Predator.
She was the guide for Mr. Weyland in Alien versus
there
Predator.
There you go. Well, okay. Long Legs. Strong recommend on Long Legs. Written and directed by Osgood Perkins, who is the son of Anthony Perkins, who played Norman Bates in Psycho.
Played Jimmy Pearsall.
Yes. Osgood Perkins' first movie role as an actor was young Norman Bates in Psycho 2.
So you guys would rather talk about that Google than Sanaa.
Okay. Well, I brought it up at the beginning, so I was just circling back to get everything I had in the tank out there on it. But the I just like the idea that Osgood Perkins grew up in horror movies and is now a grown adult auteur working in horror movies.
How old is he?
In 40s, maybe his 50s, Anthony Perkins' kid. So,
gotta be at least.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the family business, scaring the bejesus out of people, and he's doing it well.
He's gotta be older than that if he was in Psycho.
Psycho 2.
Psycho
2, which was in the 80s. Any hoodles.
Psycho 2 Judgment Day is what the full title. I got to put Long Legs on the list. Yeah, I got to make sure I check that out.
There you go.
I'm going to watch it alone, though. My wife does not do horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
We had a stretch where I was allowed one horror movie a year that she would go to with me, and then we sort of outgrew that where she's just willing to, you know, kind of mush me in the face whenever I want to go see a scary movie. So I got to make sure I check it out.
Jason has been obsessed with the movie Us by Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it once because he loved Get Out, and then he saw Us, and he's now seen
it. I got five on it.
I think we had this
it's
argument.
So difficult to
he and
snap
I have had multiple arguments
what's
about
that? It's the Minnie Riperton song that's at the end of the dun da 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 dun 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 da da dun da 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 da. You know the one I'm talking about?
I still can't get over the fact that Lupita Nyong'o could have been and probably should have been nominated for either one of the individual performances on its own, and she played two full roles in that movie, two starring roles. She could have been nominated for either one on its own merits.
Nominated for anything.
And wasn't nominated for playing both of them in the same movie.
There's that new movie. Zoe Kravitz's movie, Blink Twice.
Yes, with her fiance Channing Tatum.
Yes, and supposedly
they're together. I didn't know that.
Zoe Kravitz directed that, so she's taking a big swing and supposedly connects, according to Richard Roper.
Yeah, I want to check that out because it looked like it was kind of cool, and I saw a video the other night with I just kind of like Channing Tatum, you know, and he seems like a fun dude, and his are we far enough out now from Deadpool Wolverine? Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait.
So he finally got an opportunity to play a character.
Spoiler alert.
That he's always wanted to play.
No, not yet.
I'll just leave it at that. You're good. You're good, Big Ant. You can come back now. You can come back.
You're good. Okay.
So he got an opportunity to play a character that he's always wanted to play. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm like, good for him. He seems to have a good sense of humor about him. And I loved Channing Tatum from Coach Carter.
Urban Channing Tatum.
Damn right.
Yeah. Dancing and hooping Channing Tatum.
That's right. And then it was Step dancing. Up, right? And right. then I think and the I
was
think
he in Step Carter Up to the first. Streets also?
Of course he was, because yeah. he had to.
Why wouldn't he have been?
He had to step up to the streets.
Uh-huh. Him, Jessica Alba, who kind of disappeared. Well, she became like an activist or something.
Not Jessica Alba. That was you're thinking of Honey.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking
okay.
of Honey but Daniels.
Who was it in Step Up?
It was Jennifer DeWan. He okay. ended up John DeWan. Her.
Hey, John DeWan.
Stat of the week.
Welcome to the machine.
Did you guys talk much about the Cubs move from last night? Did that come up for you guys? The Drew Smyly move where that's available, where he's available for anybody? That is, it is an unseemly roster move.
They're losing payroll to get under the tax.
Yes. That is, I think, and I'm trying to check and find out if that's exactly what it is or not.
They're going to tell you that it's not, but this is what I was saying 2 weeks ago, that this is what they've been doing.
But that's not, I don't believe that's what the Neris move was. I think the Neris move was late and was
I think that's what the lighter move is. I think that's what the Neris move is, and I think it's what the Smyly move
is. Well, the Smyly one is particularly unseemly because he's good. He's good. Yeah. He has taken to this role of whatever the hell he's asked as a lefty reliever. For short, for long, for whatever, and he's been excellent.
So was Leiter.
But Leiter's like a Leiter was their own creation, and they've shown that they can do that again.
Well, so was Smyly in a way with the idea of throw your curveball every time.
But there is no answer to that. Who is the answer, the replacement to Smyly, while you still theoretically are in the midst of this 18 game string. Where
I think they
you
recognize
be.
It's theoretically as well.
Right, but that is
yeah,
a message.
Yeah, but now you only have to climb over two teams. Yesterday it was five.
Uh-huh.
You only have to climb over two teams to get that third wild card.
And the Braves are ravaged by injuries. They've made some great deadline acquisitions again that have really worked out for them. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but just 2 years ago, Ramon Laureano is playing his ass off. Whit Merrifield is playing his ass off. And who's the third? Gio Urshela playing his ass off for the Braves. Again, they've done this. But
is he grinding his absolute face off?
No, that's Tyson Bagent. Okay, but anyway, we'll discuss this Cubs move and see if it is as unseemly as it appears to be on the surface.
I think they are a team that would desperately love to get under the tax because they don't want the repeater tax. Of 30% next year for being above the tax, which is where they should be because they're the
right
Cubs.
It gave me non-tender Kyle Schwarber vibes. Vibes that I got from it as I watched that cross last night. So we'll discuss that at some point along the way. The subtle difference to your Bears fandom that comes with having Caleb Williams on your team will be a topic. We will check in after the cutdown to get a look at the final roster and see what we all think of that. I wanted to ask Anthony Herron what it's like to get cut. I don't know what that's
probably
like.
Bad.
Probably bad. So maybe it's a...
Just wait, you hear me.
Just Dan Wiederer made this statement. I think he's right. This clarification, not the final roster.
Oh, okay.
Because the
initial final roster.
There you go.
The first 53. Yes. So we will discuss the first 53.
There's going to be someone that gets cut and they go, oh.
Yeah.
And what all the veterans are hoping is that they get to Tuesday, right? Right, Big Ant? That's Tuesday.
That's the game check.
Good to go for the week.
So... It's the initial.
Well, the guys
53.
Who are vested, you're good for the year if you're vested, but everybody else is good for the week if they're not vested.
Well, there
but
we
yes,
go.
That first Tuesday.
That will inform the conversation. But Nico Horner kicks it off with our regular Tuesday chat fest. See how he feels about 18 runs last night. Thank you, boys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We have two producers. Their names are Chris Tannehill and Shane Reardon.
I know those guys.
Tales of a Grecian.
Sorry, I turned your mic off already.
Tales of a Grecian vacation. Tales of
Shane and Chris. We got to come up with a jingle.
Yeah, we do.
What's
yeah,
that from? Two Grecian urns and a fountain. Oh, that's Music Man. Sorry.
Yeah, all right, there we go. So we will kick the show off with Tanny's Open next. It's Score Afternoons on The Score.